Saga Egmont presents Reap What You Sow by Shirley Day, read by Julie Maisie. Prologue. You don't know me. We've never met, but I wanted to warn you that your life is in danger. If something happens to you, some kind of invitation, some kind of gift from the gods that seems too good to be true, it probably is. Was that enough? How do you warn someone you've never met that they're on a list, that names are being worked through systematically, one by one, and that their days are numbered? To be honest, they'll think I'm a nutcase. That's what I'd think. I'm standing in the post office with a sack stuffed full of letters, all containing the same message. Each and every one is written by hand. Because I want them to know that they are not just a number on my list, that they are real, that they matter. And maybe, just maybe, one of them, one of you, won't end up dead. Chapter 1. Last year. A young woman found floating in the Ionian, caught in the net of a fishing boat. If this were a film, she'd look pretty, because she was. They'd have her hair flowing out around her pearly white skin like dark lacy tendrils. Kara Jarvis, a once beautiful brunette, slim, delicate featured, with piercing blue eyes. They've gone now, of course, the eyes. By the time they found her, the eyes would have been empty holes in her skull.
It doesn't take long for the tasty bits to go, Jeff says as he folds the newspaper, tying it into the top of a bundle he keeps under the sink.
His old hands are deft and easy. He's done this a million times before.
About the eyes?
Jeff knows things like how long it takes for a body to decompose in sea, sand or soil, because he's ex-police, retired. We don't speak about Kara again. She's just one of those tragedies to be passed over. We're good at that kind of thing in the West. It's built into our cultural ethics, turning the other cheek. Besides, we were talking about life, not death. His life, and more specifically, we were talking about love. Jeff's kids, all grown up now, had commissioned a biography. That's what I do. Have my own little business registered through Company's House, complete with a logo of a swirly book. Designed it myself on the back of a napkin. Had three different company emails too, all set up when I'd been figuring out a name for the business. Eventually, I came down on just one. mystory@gmail.com. Aptly enough, I only have the one client as well, Jeff. But things will pick up. Everyone's doing it these days. Vanity publishing. And, double the vanity, why not talk solely about yourself? I'd always known my clientele would be older. You need the years to have the story, and let's face it, the disposable income. So I was after the retired silver surfer generation, those who wanted to get their lives off their chests before the coffin lid came down swift and sure. A lucrative market, one would have thought. But 6 months in, and Jeff's still the only one buying. I reckon I can survive another 3 months, then my savings will run dry. 18 hours. That's all the clients get. So it should be possible to pick up some casual work if I get desperate. But Christmas is coming. And surely, surely, if you had pennies to spare and a loved one you wanted to get that extra special something for, well, surely that something special would be me. Jeff hasn't put the papers away yet. Instead, he's staring intently at the corner of the top sheet.
Curse rock pieces in middle of the patio.
So that's it. I bite my cheeks, trying to stop a knowing smile hijacking my face.